entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning.
Get your tickets next Friday, a week from this Friday. I'll be doing something with the NWA power taping in Tampa. I don't know what, but it'll be something.
Hopefully, maybe we'll be able to get an inside scoop from our buddy EC3. I think the plan is for him to swing by sometime before then. So.
Oh, I would love that. We'll continue to take your calls on ladies wearing revealing stuff at the gym and whether it is cool or not cool to shame them for doing so.
This is been a hot story today. It originated from NBC News, and the headline reads, "They came for Florida's sun and sand. They got soaring cost and a culture war." And it breaks down the numbers of what exactly has been happening in our state. Florida has had a population boom over the past several years with more than 700,000 people moving here in 2022. And it was the second fastest growing state as of July 2023. There are indications that migration to the state has slowed a bit. Obviously, people moved here during the pandemic. Only Texas saw more U-Haul moves than the state of Florida last year. But while hundreds of thousands of new residents have flocked to the state on the promise of beautiful weather, no income tax, and lower cost, nearly 500,000 have now left, according to the most recent census data. Contributing to their move was a perfect storm of soaring insurance costs, a hostile political environment, worsening traffic, and extreme weather. They reference multiple people who moved here and had bad situations with hurricanes and things like that. For all those reasons, is it okay or not okay to celebrate the mass migration out of Florida?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I know that they bring in a lot of money to this area, and I think that's great. I don't know what it is about this season. I am so ready for all of them to go back home.
Yeah, and this is even more than that. This is, you know, I don't know the number of snowbirds. I mean, these are people that changed their residence, that got out of got out of the places they were living across the country. And it's funny, this article from NBC interviews a bunch of people. And this woman, Jody Cummings, "It wasn't the utopia on any level that I thought it would be. She moved to Florida from Connecticut in 2021. I thought Florida would be an easier lifestyle. I thought the pace would be a little bit quieter. I thought it would be warmer. I didn't expect nearly 100 degrees at night. It is incredibly difficult to make friends. It's way too expensive." And now she's headed back after just a couple years.
Don't let the door hit you.
That's the thing, is I think that they do reference the perfect storm. And I think for the people that have lived here and don't plan on moving from here, we took the brunt of the problems. Like, if you moved and you wanted to get away from the COVID laws and thought it was going to be, Margaritaville every day, then I'm sorry that you made that decision. But it's the people who are here and have stayed here and have been here that I think really have been most negatively affected by the price of housing being non-realistic for the average person, traffic to get to and fro being unbearable, and that's not even to mention the insurance and other things that have gone up as well.
And you know who it really affects, this housing stuff, is young people. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine who have older kids, and when I was 20, you could have a couple of $100 in your pocket and move out and share that and have a decent living. How in the world is anyone between 18 and 30 who works part-time going to move out ever?
There was something, I think it was the Tampa Bay Times last week, that said as a single person to live comfortably, which means being able to go out, do leisure activities, own a home, and everything involved with it, it said that single income needed to be $190,000.
I believe it. It's insane here.
A couple other notes that are in here. While costs have been rising across the country, some areas of Florida have been hit particularly hard. Consumer prices in February were up nearly 5% over the prior year. That's compared to 3.2% nationally. Mm. Homeowners insurance rates in Florida rose 42% last year to an average of $6,000 annually, driven by the hurricanes. And if you're near the beach, that water is only getting closer, and you're paying for it.
727-579-1025. Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you? Oh, they hung up. Hi, Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, me.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. I got kind of a funny story on the revealing clothes and stuff.
All right.
I live in the – my name's Greg, first of all, first-time caller. And I live out in Polk City, which is pretty much country. Mm-hmm. And this girl went out to in her two-acre yard or whatever to check her mail, and she was wearing a T-shirt and panties. And, you know, I figured if anybody's like that, they would be cool with it. But, you know, she got so embarrassed and started covering herself with the mail, and I just thought that was hilarious.
What did you do? You left the part of the story about where you did something.
Oh, I didn't do nothing but glance at her. Well, I did more than glance. You know, I was looking at her because of what she was wearing, you know. But, you know, I feel like if and somebody wants to go out there in their panties and T-shirt, then they don't care if people look at her. I mean, I didn't gawk at her, stick my tongue out or nothing crazy like that. You know, I just think that was crazy.
That's an interesting twist on it, Greg. Like, it is rather atypical that a woman would go out to the mail in her panties. And,
well, I need to know more about this T-shirt, because when I think T-shirt, I think like long T-shirt covering panties.
Nope.
So it's a short shirt, and then like, was it a thong?
Yeah. Not wish, but no, it was regular panties. And, you know, you could see the 50% of the panties, you know, so it was not covering completely.
Oh.
But the funny part is how embarrassed she got. I mean, like I said, I wasn't gawking. You know, I was looking. My wife was there with me, and she was looking.
What happened? What did she do?
She covered herself up with her, you know, like the flyer or whatever that you get in the mail, you know, and can just walked away.
Maybe she just thought, was the mailbox at the end of the driveway?
It was, and she had to walk 100 foot to get to her mailbox.
And then once she got there, she takes the Val pack and covers herself up so the old man can't be gawking at her.
Exactly.
The old Val badge cover.
Yes, sir. I just thought that was hilarious. Yeah. You know, somebody, I don't have a problem with anybody. I go out in my underwear all the time and check my mail. But, you know, if somebody looks, I look. Of course, I don't have much to look at. But
Greg, thank you, buddy. That's something. I guess people are out there. I mean, you don't have to, like, put on a three-piece suit, but I would say put some pants on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Sometimes I'm scared to even, like, open the door, which you shouldn't do. Like, I'm in the wrong here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I'm in the nude and I need to just grab something out of the mailbox, like, that's a risky, like, some next thing you know, there's a kid walking down the block, and there I am in the nude. I mean, it is my house. So.
Well, my Super Mario jammy pants that I like to wear, unfortunately, the fly tends to open a little bit. So, like, you get a little turtle action going out. Like, so I'll like, hold my hand in front of there just in case some kid's going by. I don't need to. Sex offender conviction.
I mean, that's a snapping turtle, Magnum Man. Don't play.
Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Zach from the Dirty Bird.
ZDB.
What up, Lil Spood?
How we doing, fellas?
Everything's good, man.
Hey, it is 100% okay to celebrate the mass exodus out of Florida.
Yeah.
Being somebody who's lived in the Dirty Bird 99% of my entire life, I've watched it grow to what it is now, and the home price is soaring over the past few years, and I'm totally fine with everybody leaving and bringing St. Pete a little bit more of that St. Pete-ness.
I gotta tell you, I don't know. I think that St. Pete is like the primest example of all these things gone wrong at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're ever getting back any of that St. Pete that you miss so much. I think that area has been so built up, so many small businesses pushed out, so many giant high rises and high dollar residents moving in. That's the new clientele for St. Pete, and I think it's sadly only going to go in that direction. It's Miami. It's Miami life at this point.
Sucks.
I agree. That's why I live in Gulfport now.
Gulfport.
Sliver of that old St. Pete.
We love Gulfport.
We were in Gulfport, and legit, we're having the same conversation. I think it is, especially locally, one of the last little spots that you can go there, and it's still got that old school, almost small town, waterfront, beachy feels, man. So you're probably in the right spot.
Keep Gulfport weird, we like to say.
That's it. See you guys.
Appreciate you, Zach. I love Gulfport.
Yeah, Gulfport is great. I mean, I hope that it can remain. Maybe now that people are supposedly leaving, it will be spared in the blow up. I didn't see what appeared to be high rises going up or anything.
But no.
Man, just coming over towards St. Pete and looking at it, looking at the skyline.
It's insane, right?
It wasn't like that 5 years ago.
No.
There's also these people, there's a bunch of interviews with people that moved here and are moving back. One woman saying that she needed a tumor removed from her body and that they rescheduled the surgery 3 times and she had to leave the state to have a surgery.
Dude, I'm telling you, doctor's appointments, all kinds of things are affected by the number of freaking people that we've got here.
It happens so quick. I don't think any state is really built for that. They talk, too, about how New York specifically, 90,000 people just from New York moved to Florida.
90,000 people.
90,000 people.
Just from New York.
So, I mean, you know, it's hard to think that any one state could handle that influx, let alone a state that only has so much space and is surrounded by water. You start adding in, you know, what's happened to the insurance costs down by the beach and things like that. Homeowners insurance companies threatened to drop this woman if she didn't replace her home's 9-year-old roof, a $30,000 project she had to get done or the insurance company was going to drop her.
Dude, and the roadways, like the people who don't know that the left lane is not just for passing, It's out of control. Drew Graba live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Becky. I wanted to comment on the women's attire.
Yeah, Becky, before the break, we were talking about a young lady who was asked to leave a gym because she got dress coded. And we're just asking if it is cool or not cool to make an issue out of the way a young lady dresses when she goes to the gymnasium.
I think it is cool just because, so I live in Ruskin and I go to Crunch Fitness and it blows my mind how women dress there.
Go on.
You know, there's signs saying that appropriate gym attire must be worn, but I'm like, who's drawing the line? Because you can see every bit of a camel toe, you know, these shorts go up these women's ass cracks.
They do.
You can see nipples. Yeah. Nipples, like everything. So there's nothing left, like. And it's women that have boyfriends, too. And I really don't understand what, like, I personally don't go to the gym looking for attention. I don't want to be talked to at all, especially by men, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, today I went with a grunt style t-shirt on and some Adidas joggers. And,
hell yeah,
you know, men will still look
sure
when you fully dress yourself as well. It's not more comfortable to dress out or work out wearing nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you can still achieve your workout goals wearing clothes.
John. Well, and I think that opinion should have a seat at the table as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we heard the other woman who called and said, well, nobody's doing this for attention. And if you can't keep your eyes off, you're just a pig, pretty much is the way that I took it.
Yeah.
And I think there's just another amount, and we kind of went there a little bit, a group of women who don't necessarily want to be surrounded by pretty much other naked women while they work out. So
yeah.
I think everybody can be right in a way, but it doesn't have to be everyone's dressing like this, and if you don't accept it, then you're the problem.
Yeah. Well, I guess my issue is the women that complain about men staring at them or the ones that will, you know, record the guys and then put it online and try to shame them. Well, why are you dressed the way that you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not
like,
trying to draw attention.
Right. Like, they may not intend to get attention by dressing that way, but I think they should and maybe it's not right, but maybe they should accept that if you do dress that way, you will get unwelcome men attention.
And I guess
exactly.
I was going to say maybe the beach. I was going to say, like, what are the other places where women are that scantily clad in like a normal social setting? You know, outside of the beach, I don't really know that there is one. And
just
there
the
you're
beach.
Swimming and things like that. So it's definitely come a long way. Like, it wasn't that way, you know, 15 years ago.
No.
Absolutely not. I used to go to Planet Fitness where people wore clothes and, you know, I don't know. It's come a long way in a bad way.
It has. And it's on everyone, I think, to act accordingly and appropriately and not to make anybody feel shamed. But some of the outfits you see at the gym, you're like, woohoo, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great call. I'm glad we got to hear a young lady express what
Thanks,
you did.
Bye.
Thank you. Because, you know, guy says what she says and he's a pig. She's able to say it and we go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Especially in a place that, you know, depending on what kind of gym it is, undeniably, again, I'm talking biologically, there's testosterone being pumped. You're in the act of, you know, get pumping your muscles. And it is, I'm not saying you should be a savage. I'm just saying the cross section of people doing different things in there, some of them being barely dressed women, it is a melting pot of humanity, and you got a bunch of people feeling a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. And when you lift weights, when you're exerting all that, you
feel it down in your plums.
Yeah. Drew Graba live with John Senning. Who are you? Hello.
Hey.
Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Thank you. When we come back, our good friend and sister, Micah Rotunda, joins us to talk about a Peacock documentary on her brother with a surprise twist at the end.
I know. I'm curious if she's going to want to talk about that. Can I ask her?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Am I going to mark out too hard?
Yes, but ask her anyway.
Okay, good.
Micah Rotunda joins us next.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live with John Senning on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.